My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Gray. Hour number two, and if you missed any of hour number one, I want to encourage you to go, and you'll be able to find it at our website in the archives, and you can check it out. David Shostokas was my guest. We had some conversation about what's coming up at SCOTUS. Lots happening. Lots and lots and lots happening over there. In particular, several cases, but an SEC case that's specific to the administrative state and hopefully overturning the Chevron doctrine, which is a critical piece as it relates really to this police state and the ability of these agencies to act so independently with their own kangaroo courts. All right, I'm pleased to welcome to the program my good friend and her friend.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Every time.
No, she knows. She knows. She's like, wait.
He. Come here.
He knows.
Yeah. As soon as I start talking or engaging with anyone else in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, I was thinking that I was special, but now I don't feel so special.
No,
it's anybody.
It's a male voice.
Yeah,
he's very protective.
Okay.
Tell me why I don't have a boyfriend.
It's like going after him.
Chihuahua.
Yeah. I think there was a Friends episode about that. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Anyhow, well, welcome aboard. Good to have you. It's been a minute.
Thank you for having me. It's been a minute.
It has. It's been a minute. And I have to tell you, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but I'm taking December off to refresh. The Holy Spirit said to take the month off. I usually take the last 2 weeks, but I'm taking the whole month.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then I'll be back come January. But I'm just taking a break, and we're going to retool some things and hone a few things and do some neat stuff and get ready. And I'm looking forward to what's to come in January. So it'll be good.
I like it. I was going to tell you, I'm actually going away, and I wouldn't be flying back next week. Next Wednesday, so I was going to say.
I couldn't do the show next Wednesday. Well, see, it all, God's got it. It all worked out. It all worked out. I was asking if you had seen, I don't know if you've had a chance yet, I know you're incredibly busy, to watch the Dinesh D'Souza film Police State.
No, I have not seen it. Now, is it in theaters or is it streaming?
It's streaming. Probably streaming is the best way. It was in theaters, but it's also streaming. I watched it yesterday, stream it. Epic Times has it, and then Salem Now also has it. You can, buy the stream and what have you. But, they're continuing to go after conservatives. I mean, there is that whole statement that there's a list. And as I was watching some of the things that were on there relative to the individuals that are being put in the Department of Justice, the FBI, the ones who are making these decisions, I couldn't help but think back to my good friend Phil Haney, who identified so much of this as well and was exposing it. And his book, See Something, Say Nothing, was his story. I absolutely believe that he was murdered, and unfortunately, nothing's going to be. I don't know that anything is going to be done about that, because they wanted to try to issue it that it was a suicide. I know Phil. I was his pastor. I know that was not the case. But nonetheless, point being. That they are adamantly after, and by the way, congratulations on your victory, your election. Yeah. Congratulations on your local election. But someone such as yourself, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, the individuals that are associated with that, conservative, black, patriotic Americans, you're at the front line of this censorship and attack and assaults on your identity. Well, you're not black anymore. You're not black because
I haven't been black in some time.
Yeah, you're not black anymore, and you're not a woman anymore, you're an Uncle Tom. Which it's funny, my friend Derek Wilburn has actually written quite extensively about who Uncle Tom really was. And Uncle Tom was a hero. This guy was a hero. The left would rather have, prostitutes and pimps and drug dealers and so on. Those are their heroes that they put up as models for the black community, the George Floyds and so on. Okay. Those are the ones that they want, and they tell the young people follow after those guys,
it's really unbelievable.
So speak to that. Talk to us about that, if you would.
So we're in an era these days where the left is promoting everything absolutely negative, not promoting, supporting absolutely everything that is very, very negative, and saying that it is a good thing. To your point, making George Floyd a hero. No one is suggesting that he deserved to die the way he did. But to say that he was just like this good guy who was completely innocent, and this is somebody that we should follow because he had a terrible death, is just horrific. And I don't understand it. And it's to the point, as you know, I used to be an educator. And, one of the reasons why I became an educator is because I wanted to be, kind of a model for black girls specifically, but for black kids and teenagers, especially in my area where there were very few. I was the only black teacher in my entire school. And what I came to find out is that my values were considered bougie, outdated, old-fashioned, just not acceptable. I mean, at all, and absolutely not appreciated.
Wait, so let's walk through those values for just a second, right? Because, so, I mean, just to be clear, so we're talking about, marriage between a man and a woman.
Marriage between a man and a woman, not having like a billion sex partners. This is not like, you know, I would have conversations, like the girls would talk about very sexually explicit things. This is how terrible the public school system has gotten, the respect for your elders has gotten in this day and age. And specifically, kids who look like me would be talking about all kinds of things out in the open with an earshot of their teacher. And I'm like, well, if you're going to do that, then I'm going to
try interject.
To help inform you, right?
Right.
And say that that is not a good thing for you to be doing. I remember having a conversation with one group of girls that were having a very explicit conversation about some sexual activity. Yeah. And I was like, you guys need to stop having that conversation. You're like, oh, Miss Collette, you're such a nerd, blah, blah, blah. You've never done X, Y, Z, A, B, C. And I was like, it's not about that. It's about what is appropriate. And you shouldn't be doing that either. Like, and it's certainly not appropriate to talk about your personal private life in public. And then they got into, oh, you've never dated anyone in jail. You've never dated a drug dealer. Like all of and they were like, oh, you're just such a nerd.
Like those are badges of honor.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly to my point. The media and the left holds up. And I'm going to hit on this. George Floyd, I've had people who have done the behind-the-scenes look into. Miriam Hannon was one of those people who came out and talked about what was George Floyd doing, passing the phony bills, dealing drugs. George Floyd died of a drug overdose. George Floyd did not die because a police officer was leaning on it. That was not what killed George Floyd.
I think it was there's a documentary on that out right now.
Well, it's the document. Yeah, it's actually part of the documentary that I promoted about 5 years ago that nobody wanted to pick up back then. Nobody wanted to promote all of the work that she did regarding George Floyd. And I got an extensive interview with her on my program talking about the truth about George Floyd and the video surveillance that proves it and the timeline. This documentary goes through a timeline, not the 5 or 10 minutes that we're talking about that everybody knows about, but I'm talking about how many times he went into the store before all of that, who was there, where they were, what they were doing at the counter. All of that is in this documentary. It's really quite stunning. But Freddie Gray was a heroin dealer, one of the biggest heroin dealers in Maryland, okay? And yet he's held up as this great example. Michael Brown beat up a store clerk on his way out. That's why they were looking for him. Trayvon Martin, that's a tragic story, okay? Joel Gilbert did a full thing about that, went through and through a FOIA act got all of the text messages between Trayvon Martin and these girls, and in particular the girlfriend. And by the way, the girlfriend that testified in court
wasn't his girlfriend,
wasn't even the girl. She was a false identity. She was pretending to be someone that she wasn't and testified to that under oath. And worse than that, no perjury charge against her. And the attorney and the mother knew that she wasn't who she pretended to be on the stand. I mean, it was a farce. But
and the part that really bothers me about all of those cases that you mentioned, even Trayvon Martin, as tragic as it was, I think that he had recently been suspended for having weed or something like that.
And a gun.
But all of those, nobody wants to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about the tragedy, the wrongness of their deaths. But no one wants to talk about how the lifestyles that they led contributed to the likelihood of them having those kinds of interactions
right.
with people that would contribute to their death. You have choices that you make every single day. And this is what I try to impart to my students all the time, that you make choices about who you're going to be. And those choices will either make things something good to happen, more likely that something good is going to happen,
right?
Or more likely that something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
And in every single one of these cases, these kids, people, live lifestyles that where you would be most likely to have something bad happen.
Right. They lived high.
The drug game, the violence game, the gang game, the prison game, all of those things make it more likely. If you have that in your lifestyle, you are more likely to have bad interactions with the police.
Yeah.
Or to have bad interactions with others. It's a absolutely dangerous lifestyle.
Well, and the sad part is that when the media glorifies it, the celebrities glorify it, everybody glorifies this lifestyle. I did holy hip hop for a number of years, okay? I was involved in the hip hop scene. And I can tell you, as someone who was engaged with individuals in that scene, one of the things that the Christian hip hop artists were pushing back against was the glorification of the gang life, the glorification of the thug life and the drugs and the sleeping around and the pants hanging down, which all that means is that's an invitation. Mm-hmm. Okay, to have sex. That's all that is. The guys wearing their pants down around their knees, and the lower they wear their pants, the more they're saying, "Hey, let's just go in the bathroom and do it. Let's just do it right here. Let's just drop our drawers and do it right here."
Yep.
It's all about whoring out. Okay, and that is exactly what that it is all about.
Oh, you should have seen the shock on the teenage boys' faces when I dropped that knowledge on them.
Yeah. What you're doing is you're basically saying you want to drop and do it right here. You're a whore. That's what you're saying. You're a whore. Okay. You're a male prostitute and you're a whore. I mean, the destruction of morality, and that's what it is. It is attacking. And yes, if you want to talk about racism, you betcha, they're going after the black community 100%. The left has been going after the black community for a very long time.
And has somehow twisted our minds into thinking that if we are stopped from engaging in this kind of activity, that you are being a racist and doing bad things. Now, all of a sudden, things like being educated and speaking proper English are now all of a sudden examples of white supremacy. One of the things I was taught in one of my education classes, and one of the reasons I'm no longer there, is because we were taught things like, let students of color use black colloquialisms in their writing. Allow them to speak Ebonics. Maybe use some hip hop music to teach your classes. And so I asked, at what point do these students learn proper English? How are they ever going to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company if they're speaking Ebonics? If they're using black colloquialisms that the mainstream does not understand. If you want to listen, you do something called code switching, right? You speak differently. I'm not speaking the same way to you and your audience as I do when I'm chatting on the phone with my sister for an hour. It's two different kinds of things. I may use a ton of black colloquialisms then.
Right.
But you need to know how to speak properly and engage with the world.
Yeah,
and the schools do not teach kids to do that, and particularly students of color, they do not teach to do that, and I think it is absolutely intentional.
And I think it is. I think it's absolutely intentional. I think any efforts to try to dumb people down is intentionally done, whether it's done to black students, whether it's done to Hispanic students, whether it's done to white students, it doesn't matter. Everybody is encouraged to be stupid.
Oh,
they want us dumb, And they want us dumb, and they don't want us thinking critically. And, you know, it's interesting. I've talked about this. I'm going to run out of timer, but really quick. I'll set the stage. I know, but I'll set the stage and then give you the final minute. You know, it used to be, right? So we had a whole generation that grew up being told, your parents are stupid, your parents are dumb, your parents don't know anything, right? Whole generation. I mean, the last 20, 30 years, they've been saying this whole thing. So now you have those same kids that are now adults. Now they're, you know, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, right? Yep. They're raising kids. And the schools initially were teaching the same nonsense about them to their kids. Well, those kids that were told that were like, wait a minute, I'm not my parents. And by the way, I figured out at about 30, my mom and dad were the smartest dadgum people I know. Okay, they're the ones that I'm listening to now because you had me all screwed up for the first 30 years of my life, and I finally got on track by listening to mom and dad. That being said, now they've had to change their tactic because they can't say your mom and dad are dumb because those moms and dads are going, wait, you tried that on me? That is not, I'm not playing that game.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, I think part of the problem with the kids, you got your Gen Zers and whatnot, they have absolutely no resilience. They have, you know, they can't deal with any kind of, you know, challenge in any way, shape, or form. They're all stressed out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's because of the helicopter parenting, the student centered teaching, where they actually teach teachers that we should go to the student and basically like ask them what they like and what they prefer. And it's like, you know what? Then why don't you send them to college to learn how to teach if that's what we're doing? It's ridiculous. We're just doing our children a disservice. We really are.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you. Very quickly, tell folks the election that you won.
Sure. Cape May County Commissioner. There's a 5-seat commissioner board, and I won one of the 5 seats, and I'm the first person who looks like me to have that seat in the county. So I'm very proud and excited, and I get sworn in on January
1st. You mean you're the first attractive young lady to be on that board? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That is exactly what I meant. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we love you, Melanie. We're so pleased. I look forward to continuing our time together in January, and I just wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And may God just continue to use you and bless you, and congratulations again.
Same to you, Pastor Greg. I adore you. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to take our break. When we come back, I'll either have Michael Morris or T-Rose, and I don't know which, but one of them will be with us. Oh, no, I take that back. Rick Manning will be with me. Yeah, that's right. Rick Manning will be joining us. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break. What break are we going to use? I don't know. One of these breaks over here. We'll find one. Hang on 1 second. Okay, there we go. Let's do number 3. Here we go.
So let me ask you, do I hang up? Can I hang up? How does that work?
So up next, we have claims like cancer and different diseases.
So all you need to do is close your browser. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now, we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me see. Why is that? Okay. And there we go. All right. Thank you, folks, for being here. Oh, I'm frozen. Somehow I froze. Let me.
You didn't, there you go. You're live.
Okay. Now I'm unfrozen.
That was the end of the video.
All right, let's unfreeze. There we go. Okay, Rick, back up just a little bit. I got your right eye.
I'm as far away from my camera as I can get.
Okay. Well, so, welcome aboard.
I'm moving, which is a bad sign.
Yeah. No, that means you're alive and kicking. That's a good sign. We'll take it. Okay, we'll take it. There you go. Okay. Rick Manning, President, Americans for Limited Government, joining me. Thank you so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it, Rick. And by the way, a belated happy Thanksgiving and an early Merry Christmas.
Ditto's back at you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's the rush between Thanksgiving and Christmas always it seems to get closer and closer together. I don't know how that happens, but
I completely agree with you.
The key. Only 120 more shopping days till Easter.
I know we've only got about 18 minutes here left to us, but a couple of quick things, and I know you always ask me about this. Pumped up in there we go. All right, so India, very quickly. We will be doing a service Thursday. This will be our last service of this year, actually. We had a major drop in funding that happened the week before Thanksgiving. Massive. And so I'm trying to figure out how we're going to recover from that because I have pastors who had been dependent on our support for them in December the last several years, and we'd been able to do that. And this year, it does not look like we're going to be able to do it. And so I'm just hopeful that in the spring, I still have these men and that they and their families have not frozen and starved to death, that's just a reality. So I'm scrambling to try to meet some of those needs, but we lost $3,500 in support, which is a big number. And we'll have our last outreach. The very last outreach that we just had, we had 273 people accept Jesus Christ. 150 people that gave testimonies of healings. We were able to provide our widows with 24 sewing machines. So we graduated 24 women. And then the service that we did right before that one that I just described, 182 salvations and 123 people received healings.
Wow, that's great. That's phenomenal.
So,
So anybody who's listening or watching this, if they're concerned about the $3,500 shortfall, what do they have to do to help out?
There's three ways that you can give. You can go to Cash App, and it's $ Pastor Greg CGR. That's $ Pastor Greg CGR. You can go to Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR, at Pastor Greg CGR on Venmo, or go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. And if you go to chosengenerationradio.com, all you do is just click on donate. You don't have to join PayPal. You can do it as a donation, either your debit card or credit card, however you want to do it. Just type in the amount you want to donate, put in your information, and send it. All funds received will be going towards support for these pastors $20, $20 will help immensely in getting them over the hump. So, you know, that's the equivalent of a 1,000 rupees, and they stretch it. I mean, they really will stretch it. But because of the cold weather, it's difficult for them to find work. It's difficult for them to be able to meet their needs, and they don't have the kind of heating we have and all of that. So it's a big deal.
And to reiterate, Pastor Greg, we're talking about a population where the Christian population is discriminated against. And so it's not just hard to find work. They're actively discriminated against because they're Christians.
Yes.
So a lot of, so this is the way that Christian pastors are able to actually reach out and bring the gospel to people in the Punjab province.
Yeah.
Is something you've been doing for quite a while, quite successfully, in terms of healings and professions of faith.
Yeah.
And numbers that if they're occurring here in America, you'd be called Joel Osteen without the money. and so we're looking at this, and if your heart is called this Christmas season to help this ministry. There's a lot of worthy things. There's a lot of people asking for your money, but pray about this, because when you talk about $3,500 being the difference between hundreds of pastors being able to even make it through the winter, it's a very, very low amount for a very big return on your bang for your buck. So I would just urge people to prayerfully consider this ministry as they think about their end of year giving or other gifts they want to give in the Christmas season. What better way to celebrate the birth of Jesus than to provide the gift of the bread of life to the people in Punjab, India, so they hear the Christmas messages, so they experience the living Christ. Because they have somebody who's right there helping them, right there, explaining it to them, bringing the gospel to them. So I know we've got other things to talk about, Pastor Greg, but I just wanted to encourage people to do what God calls them to do in this ministry.
No, I appreciate that, Rick, so very much. I really, really do. And I know that you have been a supporter of our ministry on many levels, and I'm grateful, very, very grateful for that as well. Rick doesn't just talk about this; he actually sows seed, and so I'm very, very thankful for that, brother. And I know on every Monday you would make sure that we had a conversation about India, which is why I felt that it was worthwhile to have this conversation with you today.
Well, I'm going to just tell you a secret. We can talk about political stuff and all that. Saving souls is the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is a mechanism to talk about other things that matter from a godly perspective, talk about things that are happening in our country. But ultimately, a lot of people out there believe we're heading into end times. They see things and say we are. Well, the harvest is there.
Yeah.
It's time. And this Christmas season, we're all looking at different, many people anyway, are looking at different things that they can donate to and different ministries and different, worthy causes. And, obviously, if somebody wants to donate Americans for Limited Government because they like the work we do, go to our website and donate away. I certainly appreciate it. But from a heavenly perspective, saving souls in India matters. If you believe we're coming to the end times, then you darn well better be participating in the harvest. That's all I got to say.
Well, and India is, however long the Lord decides to wait, I'm telling you, India is a critical element. There's one nation that has the populace and the resources besides America to withstand the CCP. One.
That's India.
And that's India.
It's a very poor country in a lot of ways, but in aggregate, they've got, I think, fifth, sixth largest GDP in the world. And it is a country that has 1.4 billion people in it.
Yeah.
And ironically, with China, it sits right in the trade route between China and Saudi Arabia. Yeah. So all that oil that China wants from Saudi Arabia has to go right by India. And if India is consuming that oil because their economy is growing, then that's oil that China doesn't get, and it puts more pressure on China. All in all, India is a very interesting country because it's mostly Hindu. There's some Sikh, there's some Muslim, and there's a burgeoning Christian population. And this is the ministry that Pastor Greg's been called to, and it is a ministry that is growing in ways that, like I say, if you had that kind of growth in Dallas, Texas, and you were bringing people into the body of Christ in Dallas, Texas, at that level, with that rapidity, it would be, you know, you'd be on the front pages of Christian, various Christian publications, and people would be asking you how you did it.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is the Holy Spirit's called you to India, and it's the Holy Spirit that's doing it.
Amen.
He's using your disability, your car crash,
yep,
and your healing as a testimony to people who've given up hope,
yep,
who never have been exposed to hope, and giving them the opportunity to eat of the bread of life.
Amen.
How cool is that?
It's amazing.
That's what you fund.
Yeah.
That's what you fund when you give money. Let's talk about what we're supposed to talk about. But
okay,
it's a
yeah.
Otherwise, it sounds like an infomercial.
well, and so shifting gears, I as we close out our time together, I wanted to talk with you about RFK Jr. I know you've written about it and where he's getting his support from. Yeah. But RFK Jr. and versus Donald Trump and what the projections potentially look like in an election, because RFK Jr. has declared he is going to run as an independent.
Yes, he's getting a lot of his money from Silicon Valley and Hollywood, hardly places where you're finding stalwart conservatives. But where he's going to hope to get his votes, he's going to hope to get his votes from the Tulsi Gabbard's kind of wing of the Democratic Party. The liberals have become disenfranchised because because AOC's taken over the Democratic Party, and a lot of people don't feel home there anymore. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is attempting to take those votes on the Democrat side that Joe Biden expects to get, but he's also looking at blue collar, disaffected Americans who would vote for Donald Trump. And he's looking at trying to get those people, and so he's targeting really Donald Trump's difference making base, and in the hope of getting some, and it shows he gets about 10% of the Trump supporters out of polling, and he gets people who would vote for Trump,
right?
And it's so we point that out because Bobby Kennedy, the people who are funding him don't support Donald Trump. They aren't people who care about blue collar workers. They don't care about any of that. They're people who look at Bobby Kennedy Jr. and say he's an environmentalist radical, mm-hmm, who is going to do the green agenda, and they make a lot of money off the green agenda. And so they're investing in their future, their green agenda future. That's where their venture capital is. That's where their money is. And that's where their heart is.
Well, he's liberal on, on the issues that should matter to value voters. He's liberal on the LGBTQ. He's liberal on the abortion issue. He kind of walks the line on the trans issue. And I would also
saying he hasn't converted yet. He's just walking the line on the trans issue.
Okay, well maybe
he's not fully committed yet.
Maybe he's gone all the way over. I don't know, but I know this, that his pull in those directions also is going to play a role when it comes to President Trump and where he's going to come out on some of these issues, predicated on his advisors trying to advise him not to get too far to the conservative or to the right of all these issues. And unfortunately, what that's going to do is alienate the conservative Christian vote. we're going to be left in a position where we're going to be left to feel as though, okay, you know what? This time around, we don't have a candidate. We don't have anybody that we really can feel comfortable supporting because President Trump is going to be pulled center or center left. Bobby Kennedy is left, but not quite as left as those that are puppeteering Biden if he ultimately ends up being the Democrat candidate.
Well, let me point out one other thing. You know, we were concerned about the censorship in America. Well, in 2014, Bobby Kennedy Jr. sat there and he wrote a piece. It was in HuffPo. He wrote a piece where he advocated that state attorney generals use their power to go after corporations that didn't agree with the environmentalist agenda and use them and attempt to take down corporations and put CEOs in jail for advocating for policies that benefited their shareholders, but went against the environmentalist line. So here's a guy who's mad about censorship because he got censored over vaccines, but he advocated using the exact same power against people he disagreed with and dealing with the green agenda. So the irony here is we have a guy who understands the use of power. He's advocated the use of power, and he's only mad about it because he had it used against him. Well, guess what? Anybody who sits there and advocates using that against their political opponents loses all credibility to me when they complain about being censored themselves.
Well, and to that point, I just want to bring your attention, and I'm probably first part of January, I'll have him on the program, but Robert Epstein, and I may even do a special sometime in December. I am taking December, taking a break, but we may even do a special. But Robert Epstein has been on the leading edge, and he is the only one to create a capture model to show you a live venture, a live picture of that. And his live ephemeral experience is captured right as of right now. And the number, I mean, you can see the number rolling up. 62,591,886. And it keeps moving. And these are people who right now actively are going to Google, Bing, and so on. And then he goes in and reveals how much influence they're having. And you can find this. It is an active website. It is called AmericasDigitalShield.com. AmericasDigitalShield.com. If you want evidence about Google and Bing and these other entities and what they're doing and the percentage of the shift predicated on it, he has the actual data live for you to look at AmericasDigitalShield.com. And, you know, Rick, this is really important for us to understand.
Yes, it is. It's important because we're being manipulated. We know we're being manipulated, but it's the people who don't know they're being manipulated. When you check on Google and you're getting frustrated because you don't find any results you're interested in, but it all seems like it's left-wing garbage, that's on purpose. They want, because people read headlines. Headlines are what people get their news from. And so they read those headlines, they get their news from that, they make opinions based on that, and they think they know something based on that. And so that's how Google influences policy. They expose people to headlines that tell one side of a story, and they don't tell it very accurately. And that's how they try to influence America to vote to the left and to move to the left. And demoralize people on the right, quite frankly.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Rick, thank you, as always, for being with me.
You're welcome. Appreciated your
very kind words on India. We'll have this segment up for folks to listen to, and I think I'll probably promote this segment when I promote folks and what we're doing with our India ministry, with your permission.
Absolutely.
Again, Americans for Limited Government, Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org, getliberty.org. Get signed up over there. And Rick has action points and things that you can do specifically to address what's happening. It's not just reading material. It's actually Action Points, and Americans for Limited Government at GetLiberty.org gives you Action Points as you sign up for their email. Rick, thanks again. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Greg. You bet.
Merry Christmas. All right.
Merry Christmas.
We're going to take our break. We will be back with more Chosen Generation Radio.
Over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Love you, brother.